Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
I want a little honesty this morning. And I want you guys to call up and kind of narc on yourself. And the situation I'm looking for is you're basically a pretty normal person. You know, pretty even keel. But either he or she did something so bad to you during a breakup, or you found out maybe he was screwing around or she was screwing around, and you just snapped and you did something that you normally would not do. And we've talked about this before. And I think that the great example is, what's that movie? Where Waiting to Exhale?
Oh, yeah, yeah, Waiting to Exhale, when Angela Bassett goes into her soon-to-be ex-husband's closet and then sees all his stuff and decides to chunk them all in his car that's parked out in front of the house, and then she torches it and just burns everything.
She just lost it. So it's a pretty even-keel person, but I'll tell you what, during a breakup, when things can get so emotional or when you find out that they're screwing around on you, things can get so emotional, you could just turn into a person that you're normally not.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everybody's been there at one point
violent,
or another.
Throws things off balconies, you name it.
Mm-hmm. Could be like keying a car. I mean, you normally wouldn't do that.
Right.
You're so upset before you know it, right along his car, right along her car. Mm-hmm. Doesn't make it any more right, but you did it.
Right. I've heard of the case of the clothes where, and this was like a friend of a friend, so it wasn't a close friend, but something about going into the closet and actually cutting up the clothes. So not burning them or anything, but going up and destroying them in the closet.
I've told you guys I know about the girl that caught her boyfriend cheating on her. So she went into his wallet and took all of his cards, his credit cards, his driver's license. She went in and also found his social security card, birth certificate, and torched it all.
Jeez.
And her point was she wanted him to think of her every time he was standing in a line, every time he was making a phone call, because you know how much of a hassle it is to get any of that stuff back.
Yeah.
Every time he made a call, he wanted to think of her. So she told him, here's what I did yesterday. Yeah. I took it all.
Ryan told me one time when he was breaking up with a girlfriend, you guys know how gentle he is. He and a girlfriend were breaking up, and he actually punched the windshield of a car and cracked it.
Yeah, you could just do stupid stuff like that. 404-741-Q100. I'm bringing this up because Melissa had a story earlier this morning about this woman in DeKalb County, a police officer. She's been on the force 13 years. She separated from her husband, and I'm not sure how long ago, but he's a DeKalb County police officer also. Well, her husband, or former husband, or soon-to-be husband, started dating a woman named Samara Barkin. And Teresa, the police officer, she didn't like that too much. Kind of snapped on him a little bit. So she went and used a classified law enforcement computer to look up Samara's personal information. It was actually the Georgia Crime Information Center. And as a police officer, you actually sign a waiver saying you won't use that for this kind of thing. It's against the law. So she goes in and she finds out all this information about the woman that her soon-to-be ex is dating. And she mails flyers to all of Samara's friends and her family. The word homewrecker was written on top of the page. Then there was Samara's face. And then right below that was the word ashamed. And then three Bible verses about adultery were printed on the flyer as well.
Dang. That's rage right there.
That's rage. Relationship rage. Her mom got one. Her neighbors got one. Her former boss got one. And a whole bunch of other relatives got one, too.
Jeez. That was methodical rage.
Right. How are you going to beat that?
Right.
Good morning, Jen. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, how are y'all doing?
All right. How are you?
I'm doing great.
All right. Your relationship rage, it turned you into somebody that you normally wouldn't be.
I was always very passive, didn't want confrontation, and my ex-husband came to me and said he wanted a divorce. I said, okay, that's fine. But he had moved me to Atlanta. He was military. I had no family here, so I was like, you know, my name is on the lease too, so we're just going to have to get along. You go in the spare bedroom, whatever. And I went home for a weekend to visit my parents. And came home, and he moved his girlfriend in.
Oh.
Mm. You're kidding. Mm. Into
the
apartment?
Yes.
With your stuff?
A two-bedroom apartment, mind you.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, that's fine. But but I'm still paying half the rent. So I moved my boyfriend in.
Oh.
Into the second room?
No, I kicked him out and moved them into the spare bedroom with a twin bed, and I had the master bedroom with the king-size bed.
So wait a second. There was a point there where all of you were living in the same apartment at the same time?
Yeah, my mother told me if I ended up on Jerry Springer, she'd kill me.
Yeah, you did nothing more damage to yourself than you did to him by keeping him in
the
house.
No. He could not believe that I did that because he was basically trying to get me to go out, but just to be spiteful and mean, I wasn't going to do it.
So I'm curious, who ended up being the one to move out first?
He did.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Okay.
He didn't want anything to do with that.
Who was the one to do something loud enough so that the ex could hear it first?
Who? Me.
You did?
Of course
you
did.
In fact, his girlfriend walked in on us.
Uh-huh.
All right. You made sure. She walked in on us while the door was wide open and we were screaming at the as loud as we could.
Yeah. Well, who knew? Let me say, I didn't put the padlock on the door.
I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure. Good morning, Q100.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Wow. I didn't. Wow. You do not piss off a Texan. Let me tell you that much.
What happened?
Okay.
I was dating this guy about 6 or 7 years ago when I was still in college. And I kind of cared about him. I didn't think it was going to really go anywhere. So I wanted to break it off. And according to him, we were having such a quote unquote good time. He told me he had a terminal illness.
I was
young, I was a freshman, I was stupid, I fell for it. And you know how when you take pictures with a digital camera, it'll save the time and date in the lower right-hand corner?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, apparently, he enjoys taking pictures of himself having fun with other girls when he's supposed to be in the hospital.
Oh, no.
And one of the girls he was messing around with found out what was going on, found out about my existence, first off, and she sent me these pictures.
Mm-hmm.
So that I would notice the date and time. And I got so pissed off, so unbelievably pissed off. And I grew up with brothers and Boy Scouts and soldiers. So I know, No. You don't do that.
She's about to do something else. Go ahead.
Well, he collected vintage T-shirts, and some of them were really expensive.
Okay.
And he had literally like 300 of them. And so I wanted to make sure he wasn't going to be able to go anywhere, like, as though he were in a hospital. I went through all of his clothes. I cut them up with scissors. I deleted all the entries in his cell phone so he couldn't call anybody. He doesn't remember phone numbers. Who remembers phone numbers?
Right.
And I went to his car with my brothers, and they helped me spray paint it pink and then spray paint male genitalia on top of it.
Whoa.
So his pretty little souped-up Ford Mustang wasn't really so pretty anymore.
See, when you start recruiting family members,
right?
That's a whole different level of loco.
That's an
right
army
there.
Of crazy.
Dive into vandalism with your family members.
Hey, Amanda, you're on Q100.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good.
Thank you.
Well, my ex broke up with me. He had cheated on me, and you know, whatever. And when we broke up, he left all his mail at my house. So I just started leaving credit card applications in places. You know, just kind of laying around, and within, I think, 2 months, he had, like, 3 credit cards open in his name.
Oh, no.
That'll jack up your credit score a little bit.
Yeah, well, what can you do?
What can you do?
You can hear the remorse.
She's passive-aggressive about it.
Yeah, well, he cheated on me, so what? There he goes.
Angel.
Hello, how are y'all?
Okay,
good.
Your relationship rage, what
first,
happened?
I just want to tell y'all, I was only 18 at this time, and I'm 21 now, so this was a long time ago.
Oh, you're a totally different woman now.
Wait, you say you're 21 now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm 21.
Okay.
I dated a guy, and he was only 17 when I found out he was cheating on me. I was only 18, so it's not that bad. But he lived in a very protective home. His parents knew, like, everything about him, and well, thought they did. Well, he was into a bunch of bad stuff, and when I found out he cheated on me, first I called his mom and told his mom everything. Which is pretty bad for a 17-year-old. But the girl that he cheated on me on the two girls, I told them both that he had syphilis.
Did they believe you?
Yeah, they did believe me, actually. I got my best friend, who he also cheated on me with, in on everything, and his sister. And we told two girls he had syphilis. And then when I found out he was dating another girl, like it was like a year later, we made sure that she knew that he had maybe had syphilis or had it. or didn't get it treated or whatever, but he's not been able to find anybody to date because his sister continues to tell everyone that he has syphilis.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that even a rumor of an STD is going to keep you out of the dating pool pretty well.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all that takes.
And you guys remember the ones in high school who had the rumor attached to them?
Oh,
he
yeah.
Wouldn't go anywhere near them. Good morning, Valerie. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
I was married to this guy, and he's watching my kids while I'm at work one day. And I came home, and my kids had told me he'd been messing around with some girl in my house. Mm. So we got into an argument. So I was trying to get out of the driveway. I was pissed. I backed over his foot with my tire and then went over it again and then went over again and knocked my whole patio off of my house.
It was an accident. I hit
him three times.
It was all an accident.
Yeah.
Right, reverse drive. I couldn't figure out which way I wanted to go.
I couldn't get control of my car.
Amanda, you'll be the last call. What's up?
Hey. I was engaged for about a year, and the wedding was about 3 months away, and I had found out he had been cheating on me. And so we broke it off because he was cheating with one of my friends, and he told me that he wanted the ring back, which I kind of figured he would because he's the guy that will use that ring again. Before I gave it back to him, I had the diamond switched out for a cubic zirconia and gave it back to him, and he is now engaged to somebody else, and she is wearing that ring.
Beautiful.
You know what?
Beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
That's
well played.
That needs to be applauded. Yes. Well played. Checkmate. Yes. Game over.
That's fantastic.
To see nonviolent,
yes,
passive aggressive, yes. But you win.
That's right.
Because eventually she's going to find out it's a CZ.
Yes.
And it's going to be on him.
Oh, yeah.
And he'll track it back to her.
Yes.
That's beautiful.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.